Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Our guest today is Ron Edmondson. He is one of my personal favorite websites and blogs to follow. He addresses topics from leadership, the church, and culture. And if you're involved in any ministry at a church as a staff member, a lay leader, or a volunteer, this website of his is a must to check out. It's simple to remember. It's his name, RonEdmondson.com. But Ron brings a lot to the table. He's got more than 35 years of leadership experience as a self-employed business owner and has been in vocational ministry now for over 17 years, both as a church planter and a senior pastor. Some of you in Central Kentucky might recognize Ron's name. He was the former senior pastor at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Lexington, where under his servant leadership from 2012 to 2018, Ron helped revitalize that church, helping double attendance to well over 2,000 on a weekly basis when he left in 2018. Ron's a pastor, an author, and a leadership consultant. He, his wife, Cheryl, have two adult sons who are married, and both are in ministry serving on church staffs. They also have two granddaughters and another on the way. Ron, thanks for joining us today and serving both as a church planter and a senior pastor. You really love the local church, don't you?
I really do. I think it's the hope of the world is what I always told our church. And I love the great Christian organizations that are out there, and I love well-meaning Christians who are serving. I think we ought to do that, but the coming together as a church, that's the hope of the world, and that's God promised it to us, didn't he?
Well, he most certainly did, and you've served the last 17 years plus doing that. And you wrote a recent blog post that I thought would be encouraging to pastors, but also we have a lot of pastors that do listen to us here, but also to people that are attending churches. It's one thing as pastors get up on a stage each Sunday and people see us for an hour and we promote confidence and enthusiasm and, you know, do what we're supposed to do. But you wrote a recent blog post called 5 insecurities that pastors deal with and just ways to deal with those insecurities. And the fact of the matter, even though people see us for an hour on Sunday mornings and we project confidence and enthusiasm, we all still struggle with insecurities, don't we?
Absolutely, totally. Some more than others, but we all do.
Well, I liked this blog post that you wrote here recently. Share about how it developed out of a conversation that you had with somebody recently.
Yeah, you know, I get to encounter a lot of pastors, and I was talking to a young pastor not too long ago, and he was just really overwhelmed. I mean, you could just sense it through the phone that he was kind of at his end. And as I thought about the weight of responsibilities he was carrying, I realized, man, he's not prepared for this. Like he just literally doesn't. He'll get there, and I think he's a great leader. I think he's going to do it, but he just wasn't prepared when he entered that position. And I realized what he was dealing with more than anything was insecurity. And that was something that, you know, then I sat down and tried to think, okay, how can I help him through this? And what are some of the things he's dealing with? And that's kind of where the blog post came from.
Well, I think, you know, whether you're early 50s like I am or you're a young pastor like this guy, that we all have those insecurities. And, you know, I know it's not an exhaustive list, but you shared 5 ways to deal with insecurity as a pastor or leader. And I think it's applicable, the list you put together, for people also that are in the business world. And you and I both came from that before we got into ministry later in life. But share a little bit about those. The first one was avoid comparisons. What were you trying to share with that?
Well, a lot of times, I think what was happening in this young man's case is he was seeing what other pastors were capable of doing, and that he just simply wasn't prepared to do. And some of that was he was preparing himself to people that were older. You know, when I look at this guy, well, he's been doing that 20 years. He just got started, you know. Or comparing to a larger church with multiple staff members. And, you know, of course that pastor can hit the home run message every week. He's got a whole writing team, you know? And so just comparing ourselves to others doesn't help. It actually hurts. And when we compare ourselves to others, we're actually not being who God called us to be. We're not leading the church or the organization or even the family that God called us to lead. And so I think it's very important that we don't compare ourselves to others.
Well, I can so resonate with that, Ron, as I grew up at Emmanuel, and Ted Zisk was wonderful. Then in college, I started going to Southland and Wayne Smith. And then when I got ordained for full-time ministry in 2003, Mike Bro was the pastor at Southland. And so I was kind of trying to be a combination of all three of those. And I was thankful somebody spoke into my life and just said, man, just be Greg Horn. That's all God needs
Absolutely.
You to be. And that's true for all of us, right? Well, let's talk about the second point there that you shared about dealing with those insecurities in leadership. The second was just concentrate on your abilities.
Yeah, you know, there's some things you're good at doing, and do those. You know, figure, and that takes years to figure out, to be quite honest. But even a young leader like this young leader we're talking about, he knew things he was good at, things he was passionate about doing. He came to the church with some of those skills in his back pocket that he learned through seminary and through high school even. So concentrate on those, build those up, and allow God to use those in building up the church.
All right, the third thing that you shared in this blog was surround yourself with people who complement your weaknesses.
Well, and that's probably the bigger one. You know, we're better at admitting what we're good at than what we're not. And what I was hearing in him was he was trying to be all things to all people, and which is a very common thing for younger leaders, but it's really a lot of leaders, it's common for them. And so when I can begin to realize, and the sooner I can begin to realize, I'm just not any good at that. You know, I think when I try to do that, and then allow others to come alongside me and supplement my efforts and my energy, I'm just so much more an effective leader. And the whole church, the whole organization benefits from that.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Ron Edmondson. Some of you may recognize that voice. He is served at Emmanuel Baptist as their senior pastor from 2012 through 2018. And we are talking about a recent article he wrote on his blog at ronedmondson.com called 5 Ways to Deal with Insecurity as a Pastor. So number 4 that you wrote in this article, Ron, was one that, you know, I think for people that are older like me is still a great reminder, but especially for young pastors, you talked about keep learning.
Yeah, it's important to always be teachable, always be growing. You know, I'm in the new season now. I'm still learning today. I've just left the position to start another one. I'm learning all over again. You know, and if nothing else, the whole world is changing constantly. There's always something new to be learned. If you're insecure, learn something new. Press into that thing you know nothing about or you don't know how to do, and learn how to do it better. And so I think, and in this, not to pick on this young leader again, a great, great young man, but he left seminary, and you've seen this, I'm sure, Greg. He assumed he had all the answers, you know. His training was done. And not in an arrogant, flippant kind of way. He just expected that seminary would have trained him for that. So, and he just didn't. So he's just going to have to keep learning and learn something new.
Well, I liked also that you shared in that point in your blog that you said that, you know, sometimes when you had felt overwhelmed or insecure, you would read the stories like those of Gideon, Moses, Joseph, David, or Joshua repeatedly. And so it's encouraging to know that some people God used most effectively in the Bible, they struggled with insecurity at times too, didn't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Ron Edmondson about a recent blog post. He had 5 ways to deal with insecurity as a pastor, and we've been going through those. And the very first one he talked about was avoid comparison. The second one was concentrate on your abilities. The third, surround yourself with people who complement your weaknesses. We just talked about keep learning. And then last but not least, Ron, you talked about ultimately find your identity and what's really secure.
Yeah, you know, our identity is in Christ. When we realize who Christ is and who we are in him, we don't have to worry a lot about insecurity. I was thinking even just this morning in my devotional time about Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And, you know, that could have been embarrassing. And yet, Jesus didn't have to worry about being embarrassed. He had a position in heaven with his heavenly Father. He was God's son, you know. If he chooses to humble himself in that way, there's no embarrassment in that. And whenever we find our identity, our true identity in Christ, then our reputation is based on him, not on us, right?
Well, absolutely, and I'm sure you've experienced this too. There'll be some times where, you know, maybe you feel like, wow, God, you know, thank you for using me to share that word today, and you don't get much feedback. And there's other days when you've given a sermon and you thought, wow, that just didn't really go well or didn't connect, and then you wind up getting feedback from people say, God really spoke to me that day through it. So, you know, really, it, once again, it's not really about us, is it?
That's exactly right.
Well, Ron, I know that you are in a transition season, and can you share a little bit about what's going on in your world?
Yeah, we left Emmanuel and came to an organization called Leadership Network, and we had an 18-month experience there and helped them kind of refigure out a new path forward on some things. But we just really began to mourn our grieve, I guess is a better word, our active role in the local church, which I thought I'd have more of that, and it turned out to be more of leading an organization. So I'm 56, just turned 56, and Cheryl and I just kind of looked at each other. We weren't loving being separated from family so far away in Dallas, and life is short. Let's do what we want to do. So we just kind of pulled the plug and are in the process of just kind of realigning our next 15 years as I finish out this career.
Well, I know one of the things that people in Central Kentucky are excited about is that you'll be in Lexington a few times this year in 2020. Can you share about that?
Yeah, Ray Green, what a courageous thing. He took my place there and is doing an incredible job at Emmanuel. And just he knew the funny thing is he knew I was looking for a more active role in the local church. So even while I was at Leadership Network and had no intention of leaving, he started saying, what would it look like if you came back here periodically and taught? And I know Southland experienced that when Mike Taylor came back with John Weiss was there. So it's a similar type arrangement. But again, I think it takes a courageous leader like Ray to welcome that and embrace it. So we're excited to be back in that area. And of course, it's easy because it's a church we already love, and it's a people that hopefully most of them still love us.
Well, I know that I've ran into several people throughout the community, and they are really, really excited that you're going to come back. And Ray is doing a great job, and it's just great when you can come and give him a break, because unless somebody's done what we've done, nobody realizes how much emotional energy and mental capacity and things it takes to put a sermon together the week, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Ron Edmondson. You really need to follow his website. You need to check out his blog. It's RonEdmondson.com. Ron's also a great follower on Twitter. I would encourage you to join me and 131,000 other people who follow him on a regular basis as he shares just nuggets of wisdom, encouragement, scripture. Whether you're in ministry or you serve out in the workplace, you will be blessed by following it. So I want to encourage you in finding there on Twitter simply at Ron Edmondson. But Ron's going to be with us for one more program, so I want you to make sure you tune in tomorrow. Maybe invite a friend that loves Ron and knew him from his time here at Emmanuel in Central Kentucky. But we're going to be talking about the myths of leadership in a book that he wrote about it. So I hope you'll join me again tomorrow as Ron Edmondson will be my guest on Hope Is Here. Are you looking for an upscaled luxury used car? Look no further than Paradise Motorsports. Paradise Motorsports, located in Lexington on East New Circle Road, has quality vehicles at amazing prices. The owner, Rod, and his team will take great care of you. If you want to check out their selection of quality upscale luxury used cars, check them out online at paradiseinventory.com. That's paradiseinventory.com.